Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. All right, so I asked you a question before we went to break, and it's all based on this story that broke today, even though there's a 61-page written decision on a landmark collusion case between the NFL and the NFL Players Association that has been kept secret for months now, that no one's really talked about it. But Florio and Pablo Torre really kind of broke the story open, and if you go and listen to Pablo's podcast, you can kind of get a lot more on the situation. But in essence, and I think the way that we're kind of looking at this is, you know, Deshaun Watson signs a contract with the Browns. It's guaranteed, all of it. The league can't stand it.
First time,
right? Like, the league hated it so much that 5 days later, they kind of got together as owners and said, hey, no more. No, we're not doing this again. And it didn't even matter. Like, Watson didn't even have a chance to fail or succeed in Cleveland yet at this point. It was the fact that the owners didn't want these guaranteed contracts. And so that didn't happen. And then you get a couple players, especially quarterbacks, one in Baltimore, who I think really kind of, I mean, are you kidding? I would be so frustrated and so mad when you look at the situation, because, you know, you're a quarterback, right? You're
really good.
Best in the league, or if not arguably the best in the league. And now all of a sudden you're Lamar Jackson and you can't get your own team to pay you what somebody in your own division, in your own conference is getting, your own division, let alone conference. And you can't get that same kind of a contract. Seriously, let's all think about that for a second, that Lamar Jackson couldn't get his own team to kind of say, well, look, if Deshaun Watson's getting a guaranteed deal and they're not even anywhere near as good as we are, why can't I? And then you kind of dive into some of the things that are going on and you find out that the owners were kind of in cahoots on this thing, saying, hey, no one's getting it. How does that make you feel? And if you're in that standpoint. So,
however, he did get, according to all the figures out on his contract, the deal's worth $260. The deal was, and yeah, $185 guaranteed, $185 million guaranteed,
which is probably more than they wanted to give.
Probably, I'll be real honest. I have a hard time feeling sorry for a Lamar Jackson in this situation, because he still is very handsomely paid. Should he have a fully guaranteed contract? You're dang right he should. He's still getting $185 million guaranteed. Thank you.
So here's the other question that comes into play on this, all right? And I need you, and Jeff, tell me if you think this is fair. Can you take Deshaun Watson's name out of the scenario? Ownership group willing to go against the entire NFL to give someone guaranteed money. And it really doesn't matter why, but you're the owner of your team, Team Generic, is willing to pay more money. I'm just trying to make this as...
Wait a minute. I think somebody has that nickname trademarked, Andy. You can't use that one.
We played as Team Generic as a softball team when I was young. It was my team. We had barcodes instead of numbers on the front. Thank you.
Aren't you just a little rascal?
Well, I could have just put beer on the front too. That would have been fun too. But I think when you look at this, at the situation, like you kind of have to be like, man, the Haslam's had some, you know what, to go against the rest of the league, the billionaires club, and offer someone a guaranteed contract of that magnitude and have the league be so mad at them that they would get together and say, hey, we can't do this anymore. Oh, what just happened in Cleveland? Like, I'm okay with that. I hate the way it turned out. Like, the return on investment on Deshaun's been brutal.
And
it's been brutal. But the fact that you had an owner that was crazy
about the move at the time either.
No, although,
if the guy had come here and played like he played in Houston, even with all the baggage, I think Browns fans would have been very, very happy from a football standpoint.
I wonder if that changes your opinion of the Haslams. Because, I mean, look, I know there's a lot going on with them right now. They had a bad season last year, 3 wins. Some people aren't happy about the thought of the Browns playing home games in Brook Park. I understand that. I see all that stuff. But what does that say about your owner that he was willing to go against the entire league to try to bring the quarterback in that he thought could win quicker, I guess?
On one hand, it's commendable. You went for it. On the other hand, you went for it with the wrong guy. All the off-the-field stuff would have made me run far, run fast. It added to the gamble exponentially.
Yeah.
And It was a huge gamble.
You walk in the room with all those billionaires, and you're like, yeah, I don't care what you guys think. I'm going to spend as much money and guarantee it. I kind of give him a little credit for it. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people don't want to hear people say that, but I mean, they walked into the room and told everyone, we don't care what you think about this guaranteed contract money. We think we have our quarterback of the future. And now all of a sudden, boom.
Could the other NFL owners be thinking or pull Jimmy aside and say, hey, this is why we don't do this now.
Do you
get it? This is why we don't do that.
Yeah, but the problem is
it can blow up on you.
But it ends up blowing up on everybody. There's collusion here.
Can you imagine? Just we know the NFL is extremely lucrative. I'll avoid saying anything more than that. Right? We know that they make a lot of money. I wonder what fully guaranteed contracts would do to the league's financial structure. Would it cut into it like crazy? Would the teams, how much would it hurt individual teams? Because, I mean, if you're having to pay everybody full contracts, you know what else I think? Maybe I shouldn't think this. In the NBA, these contracts are nuts. In MLB, it's even nuttier, it seems. I wonder if, because of the number of players it takes to field an NFL team and to play on a Sunday, I wonder if fully guaranteed contracts would drop the value of contracts. I don't think so, but I wonder. Because, I mean, if you're having to guarantee, you know, your long snapper money, and he blows out his Achilles, if you have to guarantee, you know, your guys who are covering kicks on special teams their money, and they have to sign multi-year deals or whatever, I wonder if all of a sudden guys are just getting one-year deals for guarantees, and if the total dollar figures, like these wide receivers are making unbelievable money now. Good for them. But I wonder, hey, we can't really invest in a wide receiver because these guys get hurt. And in 3 or 4 years, they might not be the same guy, and we've got him under contract for 6.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I don't know that it would, but I wonder a little bit.
Tom is in Menor. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Great, guys. Awesome show.
Thank you.
We're glad to be a part of it. real quick, you know what's really ironic is we have two teams that like to spend money. They'll go to the cap, if not more. And then we have another team in town that doesn't really spend any money, but they have such a phenomenal front office. If we could just get a little bit of that front office to the Cleveland Browns, man, would we be winning a bunch of football games, wouldn't we? And not only that, but they're not afraid to spend the money. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's a cap's a cap, okay? So if he guarantees the money, he just guarantees the money. All you're doing is you're hurting yourself with the cap down the road if, God forbid, something happens not to work out.
That's one reason I wonder, okay, would contracts become a little less valuable to players? I don't know that that's the case, but – because of what you're talking about, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you're not going to spend it if you're not making it. I don't care what anyone says. These guys are billionaires, and they're making money. Or they wouldn't be passing out these contracts. I'm not just talking about the Cleveland Browns. I'm talking about all the contracts and all the sports. If they're not making it, believe me, they will not spend it. But they must be, because if they're going to guarantee contracts in the NFL, and I agree with you, Jeff, it may actually backfire on some of the other middle-range players that won't be able to get those type of contracts because they're giving all the big money to the top guys.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens in the collective bargaining agreement. But, I'm happy. I mean, I just wish we had some of that front office at Progressive Field down at Huntington Bank and using Jimmy's money and having them make some good decisions, because we'd have a lot of wins if we did.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see when the ownership change, if and when this ownership change happens for the Guardians too, with David Blitzer and Matt Colick, and when they take over, and if they choose to, that's the thing. They have the right, the option to buy out the majority control of the baseball team. I don't know that the spending is going to change. I don't, but it'll just be a different avenue for fans to kind of view their own team. I don't know what it'll do. I don't know. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Take care.
Yeah,
thanks, Tom.
You know, you look at the Guardians, but they've made the playoffs 6 times in the last 10 years. You know, and did money matter there? Maybe it would have got you to the World Series. Maybe you would have had some players like Lindor might still be here. I don't know, but Tom Withers and I had this conversation on Friday when you were out. Just the whole. You look at the ownership groups here in Cleveland and how they spend money, and then if you ever wanted to play the game, take the team and change the owner, what it would look like. Because I what if the Dolans own the Browns and the Haslams own the Guardians?
If the Dolans, remember, the Dolans finished, I believe, second in picking up the Browns when they came back to the NFL, I think the Dolans would have been phenomenal NFL owners. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I do too. I just
very they'd be very patient. They put good people in place and let them do their jobs. And it's a sport where you print money.
All right, coming up in the next hour, Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the Cavs situation, that plus much more coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.